Hey friends, me introvert Lime here, and today I wanted to just talk about speaking up and what does it truly mean to speak up for yourself or for a situation. I think it can feel very confusing on speaking up because multiple things can happen. You speak up and you get targeted and mistreated. You speak up and everyone's like, oh, I never thought of that before. You can speak up about a situation and you're left by yourself to continue speaking up and everyone else just ignores it. So I'll split up in two phases. First phase, let's talk about speaking up when you're speaking up about a situation, and then let's finish off with speaking up for yourself. So when it comes to speaking up about a situation, you know, I've spoken up about a lot of situations, and some of them have been at my job where I've spoken up about a situation and then I was targeted and bullied because I spoke up. Because I felt that when people found that they were then outed for their behavior, they tried to bully me to make me look like my behavior was wrong. And that's why everyone was agreeing with each other. There was a situation where I worked at a suicide hotline and I was bullied by one of the managers there, the supervisors, and she was very rude and very unprofessional. I remember we had a meeting about a client's information, and she was on FaceTime, and all this started with her rudeness was because I spoke up for another individual who was bullying, and it was very rude. And it's one of those situations where when you know you do the right thing about speaking up about a situation, the bullying and the torment or the confrontation that may come with it that makes you feel small or pushed aside or cornered will always be in your favor, like in a sense of, even if you were bullied at a job and then you left because you spoke up about something and people were in disagreement, so they all came against you. At the end of the day, you get to sleep at night. Like, I just want to keep it real. If they're not sleeping at night, it's because they feel guilty, they feel horrible, they can't stop thinking about the type of person that they were. And when you think about the type of person that you were in certain situations, there's no way to fix that. So they have to live with themselves for that. Or they're narcissists and they can sleep very well and they don't care. So there's two versions of that, right? So you may get a person who is narcissistic, they're sleeping, they don't care, and they move on. Then there are people who just can't sleep. There's no way to get around it. It's going to come up in their lives and they're going to realize, oh, or if they see you at a grocery store or something, they're always going to be reminded, like, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. I treated them like crap. And now they're like, oh, I don't know how to respond to them. Should I say something? Should I say hello? And so for them, it's harder to move on in life and to do something that won't remind them of who they were and who they were in that moment of their life. The only hope that I would say for you is continue to move on and hope that they change their behavior. It doesn't mean you have to forgive them per se. You can move on with your life, and if you see them and they say hello, just say, okay, hello, and you can move on right after hello. You don't have to continue on a conversation. That's up to you. So speaking up about a situation, it's always scary and it can be hard, but when you do it, you'll feel relieved. You may feel that pressure for those moments at times, but I promise you, you're going to feel so much better about yourself. Like, sleeping, it's going to be so peaceful. Your life is going to be peaceful. you don't have a lot of regrets when it comes to your behavior. You may have regrets in like adventures you should have took, or things you should have done more of, or your passions that you should have took risk on. But I don't see you having an issue with, oh man, I shouldn't have behaved in that way. Maybe the only thing is the bullying or the pushing around that made you go off the handle in a way that isn't in your nature. But when you think about the situation, you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Just think about, I was pushed to a certain point. However, you can continue to move on from that moment, knowing that that's not in your true character, but that's the character they wanted you to have, so it made them feel better about what they did to you. Hopefully that makes sense. Next, I want to talk about speaking up for yourself. And when you speak up for yourself, it's going to feel like you're not valid enough to even speak up for yourself. You may feel like, what happens if I'm not respected and everyone ignores me when I speak up for myself? And for me, during and now during my trauma healing process, putting up boundaries was hard, but when I did, it shut down the people who disrespected me and allowed me to distance myself from those who continued to not respect it. Now, those people may have tried to play it off like they did nothing wrong. They may have tried to... Okay, I'm going to use an example. So, I have a second brother. He's the third child. So, for me, when I felt disrespected by him, I put up a boundary and it got stronger and stronger. And that first boundary was not talking to him. And then a boundary came, if I did talk to him, it wasn't for long, short sentences, straight to the point. And it continued to distance myself from him because, one, he didn't apologize for what he's done, and two, he acts as if he done nothing wrong. And so that's a problem for me and my boundaries, when you don't want to admit to your faults and apologize and state why you are sorry. And there's another situation where I'm dealing with the same thing with another individual. So you don't want to state why, but you claim you apologize and claim you are sorry, but you didn't say why you were. And a lot of times when people don't say why they are sorry, it's to cover them. It's to make them feel better. Like, I don't want to say why, because then I know I did something wrong. So it protects them. So at the end of the day, when you speak up for yourself and set boundaries, and people don't want to say why they're sorry, but they say, I said sorry. But they don't say, I apologize for XYZ, and I should have never done that to you, and the way I behaved was incorrect. Like, if they don't want to go about the apology in that manner, then they're apologizing to get over the situation, and they're apologizing, or they're saying sorry. Let me break this down. They were saying sorry. They weren't apologizing. The difference between saying sorry and apologizing is that when you say sorry, you're just sorry for the person being upset. Like, oh, I'm sorry you're upset. But you're not sorry for what you've done, which goes into what apology is. An apology is saying, I'm sorry for what I've done to you and the fact that you got upset and it wasn't in my intentions to make you upset. So when people say, oh, thank you for telling me that, that's not an apology. That is a recognition. That is them going, oh, I'm glad I heard that. Instead of saying, thank you for telling me that, I apologize that I came off wrong. I'm glad I understand what you're saying. Because when I first heard it, this is how I took it in, and I need to apologize to you for how I responded in this manner. If people just say, thank you for letting me know, and then they try to move on with the conversation, and then say, oh, well, you should have told me that. That's them trying to go, well, it's not my fault I responded in that way. So I don't know why you're upset, but thank you for letting me know. So see, now I don't have to do that to you again. It's allowing them to feel better that, oh, I'm sorry, but I don't have to be that sorry because I didn't know, and so that's not my fault. Be careful for people like that. A lot of times they are narcissistic because it's hard for narcissists to admit to their faults, and they try to put the blame on the other individual than themselves. And it's not putting the blame on you, really, when you're apologizing. It's recognizing what you did to somebody else, and they don't want to do that. If they recognize what they did to somebody else, then they become more insecure than they already are. Hopefully that helps. So speaking up for yourself will be hard, especially when you're dealing with narcissistic people. When I was dealing with my narcissistic abuser, never got an apology from them. We'll never expect a closure or apology. When I apologized to them, they made it seem like I did everything wrong in the situation. Okay, finally we got an apology. It's from them. They did the wrong thing. It was her fault. Boom. So be careful too. And I would say, if you know the individual is acting in a narcissistic way and or narcissistic, bring another person that you trust in the conversation, and or just say, I'm not ready to have this conversation with you. And just leave. Because just even going into a sincere, they don't have the emotions to be empathetic. They don't have the emotions to have the capacity of empathy. And so that's going to cause you to be more drained and them to be uplifted, because you're just going to talk in circles with them. So when you speak up for yourself, identify who you're speaking to, and then identify why you're speaking up for yourself. Do I need validation in this moment? Do I need to feel some type of way? If you're speaking up for yourself because it's the right thing to do based on a situation that happened, and you need to verbalize that, yes. But if you're looking for validation, I would say stay away from that, because if you're looking for validation, you're not going to find validation, more than not. You're not going to find a validation when you speak up for yourself when you're looking for it, because majority of the time, like I said, people find an excuse on why they behaved in the way they behaved, and they're not going to fully recognize their behavior or recognize what they're trying to say. So find someone in the likeness of you and ask them to do a rehearsal and say, hey, I wanted you to tell me how this sounds. I'm trying to speak up about a situation that happened to me, and I'm trying to speak up for myself. Can you tell me how this sounds? And if this sounds off or insincere, or it sounds confusing, tell me where you get lost. And I feel like that works. If you don't have anyone, record yourself saying it. Write it down. Record it, and then hear yourself. Do you find yourself getting upset in certain sentences? Do you hear yourself pulling back? Do you hear fear? Are you afraid? What do you hear in your tone that is sounding as if you're not talking in confidence? These are things to look for when you're speaking up for yourself. And I had to learn this so many times. When I tell you, I am still learning this. There's still moments where I want to crawl back into my skin, and I have to say, come out wherever you are. Do not go back in. You need to say what you need to say. And even if it's not what the other person hears, even if it's ignored, at least you know you came back out, you spoke up for yourself, and you did the right thing. The next steps may be figuring out, you know, how to go about the situation. Maybe it's turning in a claim form. Let's say you were spoken to inappropriately, in situations. So put in a claim for it and see if you can file a form that fights for you. Maybe that's to the district, I'm trying to find the word, but the person in your district who legislates for you, going to them about certain things, and or going to your nearest councilman or woman, or they, them, theirs, your nearest individual, or going to like the individual themselves, finding what you need to do if you felt like you weren't heard enough when you spoke up for yourself in the first place. Sometimes it's even going to law enforcement. Like, do what you feel like you need to do, but make sure, and this is the one thing I had to learn to do, it's the hardest thing. Oh, it's learning how to further the extension of speaking up for yourself, if that means filing a form, going to law enforcement, whatever it is making sure you're doing it for the right reasons. And it's not for revenge. It's not to hope for a downfall for an individual. It's really because you need to be sure, one, it doesn't happen to anybody else. Two, that maybe you need to understand if what happened really happened. So explain it to someone who has the supervision to handle the situation, can go, okay, I hear what you're saying, and we can further look into this. Now you're understanding that there was something there, and I needed to handle it in this situation. Sometimes you need that confirmation. Just make sure you're not doing it for revenge or validation or anything that brings you glee to see someone's downfall. I don't want you to have that feeling that you avenged, but your heart posture was in spite, was in anger, with some cruelty. You really want your mind to be in a place of clarity. And this is one of the reasons why, is that I took a long time speaking up for myself, and I remember turning in a form, a complaint about something that happened to me years ago. And at first I was like, oh, I wish I'd done this sooner, like right when it happened. But when I did it, I had such a clear of mind. I was able to fill out the form in a manner that allowed me to think more clearly, to find the evidence, to explain myself in a more cohesive aspect. And my tone and how I wrote out what I was going through during that time would have been more of a person who was hurt by what happened, but is really trying to get it through to the other side of the form of the person who may look at it to go, this is worrisome for me. They may be trying to get over this, but I'm seeing that this is still an issue. This is a problem. So there's that balance of understanding there needs to be something that happens, and something needs to come out of this, but the heart of where you are needs to understand that if nothing ever happens, the thing you did of just putting in information to clarify what happened to you, and someone read it, someone had to see it, whether or not they wanted to go through with making sure there was justice, you know that what you did was correct, was right, and you can go to sleep knowing that you did all that you could. But you made sure that you did it for the right reasons. Because if you don't do it for the right reasons and you don't get justice, it could lead you further down into a mental health issue such as depression, anxiety. You can feel like your life is falling apart. It can cause a flare or trigger into PTSD or PTSD. There's so many things that can happen when you're fighting for yourself, and even like especially when it's just you fighting for yourself and speaking up, and then you feel like you weren't heard. Your world's gonna feel collapsed on. But when you find a place of some, even if it's like a little bit of just peace of clarity, to go, I need to do this, and I need to make sure my words are heard with empathy and not with a voice of anger. That's when you start to understand that the next steps, even if void, will still give you some type of validation of just knowing you did the right thing, even if it doesn't come from another individual. So, when you speak up about other things for others, and when you speak up for yourself, it can be very hard and very confusing on what you should do and how far you really need to speak up. And if anything I can leave you is that you know yourself the best. You know what you need. And you know your truth. Your truth is what validates you the best. No other person can validate that. Even if they fully agree with you, you need to trust that what you went through is what you went through. And also be honest with yourself and how you went through it. If you know for a fact, like, this was unjust, this was just not right, and your instincts and your inclinations are constantly telling you, hey, although you're trying to just say this is okay, this isn't okay, you're probably onto something. And you need to trust your instincts and you need to follow that truth. And if you're saying, oh, this happened, I know that's for sure, but then your instincts are like, I don't think that's what happened, I think you need to relook at this, go ahead and relook at it. It's okay to relook at something and go, oh, it wasn't that. We both misinterpret each other. Okay. Like, it's okay to be okay with that, because you don't want to create something that actually injures someone else's intentions when there wasn't really an ill will towards you. So, I'm gonna leave that with y'all and let you rest on that, let that settle with you. I hope that all of you have a great rest of your week. And as always, I want to leave you with this. I hope you all have a happy, happy hibernation. All right, friends. Bye.